Chapter 4. What next? Annie felt the cage tilt down on one end. She looked at the others. It looked as if the whole cargo hold was going downhill. Then she felt that funny roller coaster feeling in her stomach. The plane was landing. The plane touched the ground and rolled to a stop. Annie could hear sounds outside the plane. She could hear the sound of people walking and talking. No one came into the cargo hold. Annie could smell a strong, sharp odor. It was fuel. They were putting gasoline into the plane. They were stopped to refuel. The plane took off again. They stayed in the air for a while, and then they landed again. All of the iguanas in the cargo hold cages waited to know what would happen next. Were they refueling again? Were they going to be given more water? Were they going to stop and remain in their cages, in the cargo hold, in the dark, forever? Suddenly, a door opened to the outside. Sunshine came into the cargo hold like a bolt of lightning through the night sky. Fresh air blew over Annie's face. My great-great-grandmother was so happy to see sunshine again. She cried tears of joy. Annie adjusted to the sunlight and outside air. She saw the net man standing in the doorway. She smelled fuel and trees and people. She saw planes and boxes on the ground. There were little trucks everywhere.